Well, greetings in Jesus' wonderful name. This is Steve Clark, and it's a privilege to be able to share in the Daily Inspiration this week. It seems like it's been a long time since I did. It doesn't come up real often, every 3 months or so, but it's a blessing. I'm looking forward to it. And this week, I'm planning on being in Proverbs chapter 17. So if you have your Bibles or are able to turn there, that would be great. And I'm going to start here with verse 1. It says, better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than a house full of sacrifices with strife. So we have a picture here. It gives us a picture to look at. And the picture is this dry morsel. I don't know what you think of a dry morsel, but I don't know, maybe it's like a breadcrumbs or, you know, something that's dry. You know, they have the kind of bread that is real hard and dry, and you dip it in your tea or coffee or whatever, and I don't remember the name of that, but, you know, I'm sure different thoughts that you may have when you think of a dry morsel, but it's not something that's, you know, just this lavish prime rib dinner with the mashed potatoes and the gravy and the vegetables and the salad and this huge big, you know, banquet of food. It's just a dry morsel. It says, better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than a house full of sacrifices with strife. And so the comparison that we're getting here is this dry morsel, this small amount of food or whatever you want to say, this, you know, it's not, you know, maybe the best food in the world, but there's quietness in the house. There's peace in the house. There's love in the house. There's kindness in the house, in the relationships between each other. And then it's giving us a contrast. It says, then a house full of sacrifices with strife. So I think of a house full of sacrifices. Well, that could be a lot of different possessions. It could be talking about a lot of different kinds of food and just a real abundant of things in our cupboard, abundant amount of things in our cupboards and pantries and freezers and all these kind of things, just a lot of stuff, a lot of food or a lot of things even with strife. So what's being contrasted there is the quietness and the strife and also the dry morsel and this a house full of sacrifices. And in other translations, the ESV says, better is a dry morsel with quiet than a house full of feasting with strife. In the New King James, it says, better is a dry morsel with quietness than a house full of feasting with strife. So that's similar. I have another one here I'd look at. It's the New English translation. It says, better is a dry crust of bread where there is quietness than a house full of feasting with strife. So several translations, instead of sacrifices, it's translated as feasting, which makes sense there too. So that's, I want us to look at another verse here in chapter 17, verse 22. It says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. And really the message of that verse and the message of the first verse we looked at are very similar. A merry heart or a cheerful heart or a heart that is in a heart that is singing like a canary or is just pouring out blessing upon people. A merry heart does good like a medicine. Oh, it's so good to us. It makes us, it encourages us. It makes us feel good and it's health to us. But a broken spirit drieth the bones, or this negative spirit, or a negative way of thinking, or critical, or just always looking for fault or whatever. I mean, there's a lot of different things we could look at when we look at a broken spirit that is going to dry the bones. Let me see what how some of the other translations would translate this. And the ESV says, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. The New King James, let's look at that. A merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. The ESV, a cheerful heart brings good healing, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. And this is maybe talking more in the sense of an individual, where the first verse we looked at is more of a relationship or in the home type thing. But we as Christians, we should have a merry heart. We should have a heart that is full of joy. Jesus said in John 10:10, he says, the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but I have come that they might have life, and that more abundantly. And also in many other places in the New Testament, or several places anyway, he talks about joyfulness, having joy and rejoicing always, and being people that are joyful. Let me turn to one verse here in 1 Thessalonians. It says, this is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. It says, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So what is God's will concerning you as a Christian, or me as a Christian? And hopefully I'm talking to people that are Christians today, and if you're not, well, you can be. But what is God's will for you? Well, it's to be a rejoicing people, to be a praying people, and to be a thankful people. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That's God's will for the Christian, is that we would be rejoicing, praying, and thankful Christians, followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. So this is the contrast we're looking at, or these are the verses we're looking at today. Is better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than a house full of feasting or a house full of sacrifices with strife. And a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bone. So where do you find yourself today? And where do you find yourself on an individual basis, like verse 22? And where do you find yourself in a relationship basis, verse 1 that we're looking at here? And there's other verses in Proverbs that speak to this very thing. In chapter 15, verse 16, it says, better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. Chapter 15, verse 17 says, better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. Verse 21, or chapter 21, verse 9 says, it is better to dwell in a corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. And verse 21, verse 19 says, it is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. And again in chapter 25, verse 24, it's almost identical to the one we just read, but the one before that. It is better to dwell in a corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman and in a wide house. So the picture there is this strife that can go on, and it's not always just on the woman's side. It can be on the man's side, where he's critical and he has a very negative attitude and things, and it's not a quiet, peaceful place, but it's a contentious place. And so my encouragement to us is that we would make our home a better place by using the words that we use for blessing and not for cursing, for uplifting and not for putting down, for encouraging and strengthening and blessing and loving and not for tearing down and destroying. That could be in our with our marriage, could be with our children, could be with our relationships at church or the workplace or wherever it may be, that we would be a kind of people that would be walking the ways that God would want us to walk, rejoicing evermore, praying without ceasing, and everything giving thanks. Because that is God's will for us to be those that type of Christian. So I encourage you in that. Well, what are some of the things to avoid in our homes and in our relationships? If we look at the list of verses that I just read through, some of the things that were to would be to avoid would be strife, as it says there in verse 1. It would be having a broken spirit, and just a negative spirit. Not sure the word broken. If at my laptop here and my Bible program open, so let me see if I can just look up that. Let's see. Strong's for broken. It says here in Strong's, it says afflicted or smitten, wounded. So I don't know where you find yourself. Maybe you are wounded or afflicted or smitten, maybe by relationships or things that have happened to you in the past. I don't know. But we can't use those things as excuses. We need to rise up above, forgive those who have wrongfully used us and abused us or whatever. And we would rise above that by the grace of God. And there is grace for all that healing. There is grace from God if we cry out to Him and ask Him to heal the brokenhearted. It's what He came to do. And to give oil of joy for mourning and a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that we would be a kind of trees. I guess I can't quote the whole verse there, but maybe you know the verse I'm talking about. Another verse I'm thinking of is that that He would restore the years the canker worm has eaten and the years that the locust has eaten, that He would restore those years in our life if that's been our state with a broken spirit or a crushed or wounded spirit. So that's something that should be avoided in our lives, and we can do that by the grace of God. Another thing would be trouble. It's better to live with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. The trouble that we maybe bring upon our own selves by sowing and reaping or sowing things that aren't good and reaping things that aren't good and bringing trouble to our lives. Another thing to avoid would be hatred. It's better to have a dinner of herbs than a stalled ox or a whole cow and hatred therewith. So avoid hatred, and remember what Jesus said, that if we hate our brother, it's the same as, maybe it wasn't Jesus, maybe it was later in the epistles, but hate our brother. I think it was Christ. I'm not sure. But anyway, if we hate our brother, it's the same as committing murder. So hatred and being angry, a brawling woman, it says in a couple of these verses. So those are the things to avoid, and a question that I would have is how can you make your home a better place? And I guess I'll just leave that with you. I think we can, we can see from these verses that we can make it a better place by being cheerful, being encouraging, using our words for good ways of building up, like I just shared about. So God bless you. Thanks for listening. And Lord willing, we'll look at another verse or a few verses out of Proverbs 17 the next time. Thank you.